AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Congressional Democrats outline an immigration reform plan that would include a path to citizenship for 11 million people living in the country without legal status. California Congresswoman Linda Sanchez.
They deserve the opportunity to succeed. They deserve permanent relief. And they deserve the opportunity to fully contribute to the place that they already love and call home. This time, we are going to get it done.
President Biden and his administration support the reform effort. About 500,000 homes and businesses in Texas are still without electricity, down from the 4 million in the dark at the height of that winter storm and bitter cold that hit the state earlier in the week. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says he wants answers from state officials and the utilities.
This was an unusual weather event, but that in no way excuses what has happened. We will need to work with our state leaders and do the hard work of governing to ensure that the basic needs of all Dallas residents and all Texans are addressed.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz draws sharp criticism for flying to Cancun rather than staying to help his hometown of Houston, which has been struggling through the power outages and loss of water due to this week's winter storms and bitter cold. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
I'm going to let the senator speak for the senator.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We expect that would be the focus of anyone in the state or surrounding states who was elected to represent them. But I don't have any update on his whereabouts.
In a statement, the Republican senator and potential 2024 presidential candidate said he accompanied his family after his daughters asked to go on a trip with friends, given that school was canceled for the week. He added he is flying back this afternoon. This is AP News. Security officials want the fence surrounding the Capitol building to stay in place for now. Sagar Magani has this.
An AP source says Capitol Police officials have told congressional leaders the fence should remain in place for several more months, in part because investigators continue tracking threats against lawmakers. They include online chatter about extremist groups potentially returning to the Capitol in weeks. It's unclear how long the fence will stay, though. Dozens of lawmakers are tired of it, and there's an increased push in Congress to take it down. The acting Capitol Police Chief says she will recommend permanent fencing to better protect Congress, along with having backup forces nearby. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cleveland Indians ace and American League Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber has delayed his arrival at training camp. The team says the 25-year-old has tested positive for the coronavirus and has mild symptoms. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.